White Knights by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Read by Kieran Sword for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. White Knights. A sentimental story from the diary of a dreamer. First Night. It was a wonderful night. Such a night as is only possible when we are young, dear reader. The sky was so starry, so bright, that, looking at it, one could not help asking oneself whether ill-humoured and capricious people could live under such a sky. That is a youthful question too, dear reader, very youthful. But may the Lord put it more frequently into your heart. Speaking of capricious and ill-humoured people, I cannot help recalling my moral condition all that day. From early morning I had been oppressed by a strange despondency. It suddenly seemed to me that I was lonely, that everyone was forsaking me and going away from me. Of course, anyone is entitled to ask who everyone was, for though I had been living almost 8 years in Petersburg, I had hardly an acquaintance. But what did I want with acquaintances? I was acquainted with all Petersburg as it was. That was why I felt as though they were all deserting me, when all Petersburg packed up and went to its summer villa. I felt afraid of being left alone, and for 3 whole days I wandered about the town in profound dejection, not knowing what to do with myself. Whether I walked in the Nevsky, went to the gardens, or sauntered on the embankment, there was not one face of those I had been accustomed to meet at the same time and place all the year. They, of course, do not know me, but I know them. I know them intimately. I have almost made a study of their faces, and am delighted when they are gay, and downcast when they are under a cloud. I have almost struck up a friendship with one old man whom I meet every blessed day at the same hour in Fontanka. Such a grave, pensive countenance. He is always whispering to himself and brandishing his left arm, while in his right hand he holds a long, gnarled stick with a gold knob. He even notices me, and takes a warm interest in me. If I happen not to be at a certain time in the same spot in Fontanka, I am certain he feels disappointed. That is how it is that we almost bow to each other, especially when we are both in good humour. The other day, when we had not seen each other for 2 days, and met on the third, we were actually touching our hats, but, realising in time, dropped our hands, and passed each other with a look of interest. I know the houses, too. As I walk along, they seem to run forward in the streets, to look out at me from every window, and almost to say, "Good morning, how do you do? I am quite well, thank God, and I am to have a new story in May." Or, "How are you? I am being redecorated tomorrow." Or, "I was almost burnt down, and had such a fright." And so on. I have my favourites among them. Some are dear friends. One of them intends to be treated by the architect this summer. I shall go every day on purpose to see that the operation is not a failure. God forbid. But I shall never forget an incident with a very pretty little house of a light pink colour. It was such a charming little brick house. It looked so hospitably at me and so proudly at its ungainly neighbours that my heart rejoiced whenever I happened to pass it. Suddenly, last week, I walked along the street, and when I looked at my friend, I heard a plaintive, "They are painting me yellow." The villains! The barbarians! They had spared nothing, neither columns nor cornices, and my poor little friend was as yellow as a canary. It almost made me bilious. And to this day I have not had the courage to visit my poor disfigured friend, painted the colour of the celestial empire. So now you understand, reader, in what sense I am acquainted with all Petersburg. I have mentioned already that I had felt worried for 3 whole days before I guessed the cause of my uneasiness, and I felt ill at ease in the street. This one had gone, and that one had gone, and what had become of the other? And at home I did not feel like myself either. For 2 evenings I was puzzling my brains to think what was amiss in my corner, why I felt so uncomfortable in it. And in perplexity I scanned my grimy green walls, my ceiling, covered with a spider's web.